It is beneficial to be aware that you will die. Why? If you are not aware of death, you will not be mindful of your practice, but will just spend your life meaninglessly, not examining what sorts of attitudes and actions perpetuate suffering, and what sorts of attitudes and actions bring about happiness. If you are not mindful that you might die soon, you will fall under the sway of a false sense of permanence. I'll die later on, later on. Then, when the time comes, even if you try to accomplish something worthwhile, you will not have the energy. Many Tibetans enter a monastery at a young age and study texts about spiritual practice. But when the time comes to really practice, the capacity to do so is somehow lacking. This is because they do not have a true understanding of impermanence. If, having thought about how to practice, you make a decision that you absolutely have to do so in retreat for several months, or even for many years, you have been motivated by your knowledge of impermanence. But if that urgency is not maintained by contemplating the ravages of impermanence again and again, your practice will peter out. This is why some people stay in retreat for years, but experience no imprint on their lives afterward. Contemplating impermanence not only motivates your practice, but also fuels it. If you have a strong sense of the certainty of death and of the uncertainty of its arrival, you will be motivated from within. It will be as if a friend is cautioning, "Be careful, be earnest, another day is passing." You might even leave home for the monastic life. If you did, you would be given a new name and new clothing. You would also have fewer busy activities. You would have to change your attitude, directing your attention to deeper purposes. If, however, you continued busying yourself with the superficial affairs of the moment, delicious food, good clothing, better shelter, pleasant conversation, many friends and acquaintances, and even making an enemy if someone does something you do not like, and then quarreling and fighting, you would be no better off than you were before, and perhaps even worse. Remember, it is not sufficient to withdraw from these superficial activities out of embarrassment or fear of what your friends who are also on the path might think. The change must come from within. This is true for both monks and nuns, as well as lay people who take up practice.